One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What's up, everyone? Super excited for this podcast. It is another, I feel like I haven't podcasted like from my own apartment lately. Last month or last week, where am I? On pain pills is where I am. Last week I was in Martha's Vineyard doing a podcast. This week I'm in a hotel in West Hollywood doing a podcast. Why? Because I'm a clumsy piece of shit and I broke my hand and I don't want to be in my own apartment. But I am very excited about this podcast because I have my first friend in LA, my Fleetwood Mac partner in crime, my supermodel BFF, and my favorite drinking buddy, Kristen Doty, on the podcast.
Dude, I'm going to remember all of these things you just said I am. Hey, Stassi, guess what? I'm her favorite drinking buddy.
And supermodel.
Remember that.
I would have thought you would have landed on supermodel.
No,
because if someone called me a supermodel, that'd be all I would remember for the rest of my life.
That's because I purposefully wore a dress that your mom would approve of because she is here in the hotel room.
Did you get nervous?
I got nervous.
To impress Cindy O'Brien?
I did. I was going to actually wear my Stevie Nicks like sort of kimono situation that it's like really heavy. I never wear it.
That sounds really very cute.
But then like with it, I was like, okay, it has to go with jean shorts and like a mini bodysuit. And like Cindy O'Brien is not going to approve. And like it was a lot of pressure.
It is. Yeah, because Cindy O'Brien is perfection.
Yes, she is.
My mother. She always looks incredible and always looks extremely put together. Like, she doesn't go out of the house without, like, hair and makeup and everything.
I sat down the second I walked into this insanely gorgeous hotel, which is, it's not West Hollywood. It's called Beverly Hills Adjacent.
No, this
it's
is Beverly West Hills. Hollywood.
Okay. That's not what my Snapchat filter said.
That did confuse me a little because mine said West Hollywood.
Mine said Beverly Hills.
Well, maybe.
And I sat down and Cindy O'Brien was like, Kristen, oh my God, have you looked at the new Miu Miu like ballet flats with like the thing? And I'm like, no, I didn't get to those.
You were like,
get to
damn
those
it,
yet.
Damn it.
I was whoa, just Googling them. Like, fuck, no. Fuck. I thought I looked really cute right now.
Oh, you, she did. She complimented your necklace.
She asked me about my necklace. Oh, that was fair.
And then you had to say it was Topshop.
I know. I didn't even know. It actually could have been H&M. I don't know. It could be cheaper than that. I'm not really sure.
Cindy doesn't care.
I was nervous. Like, I'm squirming right now. My legs are tied around each other because I'm scared.
Because you're a supermodel.
Rachel has a lobster hand.
So something that happened this week. Okay, so I recorded my podcast last week, like 3 days before I had my accident. So I had my accident last Monday. Well, no, wait, the Monday before last. So not 3 days ago, but like 10 days ago. And I recorded my podcast the Saturday before that to release Thursday. That Monday, I was in Martha's Vineyard. It was the last day we were supposed to be there, so John was helping his aunt like close up the house for the summer because they were leaving too. And I was like, I'm going to be like super adventurous and go explore myself. And so I walked like a half a mile into the next town, which was called Oak Bluffs. And I was like, I'm going to get some clam chowder and just like explore. And then I was like, wait, I want to go
on a bike.
Yeah, no. And then I was like, wait, I want to go to the next town, which is 6 miles away. I was like, now I'm going to rent a bike. So then I went to the store and I rented a bike. And then I rode a bike 6 miles to Eggertown, looked at it. I was like, all right, that's it. Cool.
I have no idea about this town she's talking about.
Turned
all
around.
I know is that Rachel got on a bike alone.
And should not have. Turned around, rode the like 4 miles back before I was, I'm riding down the road, which is next to the beach. And well, there's like a road in between and then there's the beach. And I had a water bottle that was empty and the wind was catching it and it was about ready to fly out. So like the good Samaritan that I actually am not.
I'm sorry. Really quick. You sound like this like weird, like wannabe Tom Hanks movie.
And why?
Tom Hanks. You're like, and the wind, it cut my water ball.
That's like, what happened. I feel like people were just like, Rachel was shit-faced and then she fell off a bike. This is not what happened.
It was not like my eye injury, y'all.
No, I actually was sober and I was doing something which is so out of character for me, which was like basically recycling because I was trying not to let my plastic water bottle fall out. And I was trying to shove it under my purse in the front basket so it wouldn't fly out. And then I flew over the handlebars, hit my head first, but I was wearing the Prada sunglasses Kristen got me for my birthday.
Isn't that a song like, on no handlebars, something on no handlebars? I don't know the song.
Is that the one that Jimmy Fallon did like for the...
Riding on my bike with no handlebars.
I think it's that one he did for the lip sync battle. No?
Probably. I'm ruining this whole moment. But there's a song like that. Google it.
So I fly over my handlebars. My head hits the ground, but it was blocked by these sunglasses Kristen got me for my birthday. I'm not even joking. I would have had a concussion had Kristen not purchased these sunglasses for me, and I wore... The sunglasses hit first, then my head hit first. The miracle is sunglasses had zero scratches on them. Then obviously
Prada for the win.
Then obviously my hand hit and it didn't even hurt at first. I was just like, oh fuck, everyone saw me. I'm embarrassed. And then I looked at my hand and it looked like my pinky was detached from my entire hand. I was like, oh, I broke that.
It was.
Now I'm panicking.
It was, Rachel. Yeah. It was actually detached.
It pretty much was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, now I'm panicking. So I like I was in Vietnam, I like inched my way over like to the sand dune on the side of the road with my shoulder and just like laid there. And I started like passing out a little bit from like the pain and like getting scared. And people kept pulling over to ask if they could help me. And I was like, no, I'm cool. They were like, I think we should call 911. I was like, no, I'm good. And they were like, show me your hand. I wouldn't show my hand because it was so terrifying looking. And I was like, they're going to call an ambulance.
You look like the gymnast from the Olympics. I'm fine. I can walk it up. It's fine.
Well, I didn't want them to call an ambulance. I was like, that's going to be expensive. Probably. I won't be able to buy a purse for a while if they do that. And I knew John would come pick me up once I was able to call him. So I was like, I'm good. And then some guy was like, looks like you're bleeding. Listen, I just washed this sock. Just throw the sock around the bleeding. He stops his truck, chucks a sock at me. It hits me in the head. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with the damn sock? I was like, thanks, buddy. He keeps driving. And
this sounds like a country music, like music
so
video.
Sad. And then some lady comes up and she sits with me the entire time until John gets there and is like trying to ask me questions so I'm not panicking. She's like, so where are you from?
Did you get her social media?
I know her name is Tommy Brown and I'm going to send her a gift.
Okay,
because
I'll
she sat with me.
You. That's what
yeah.
I do.
Yes, okay, Kristen, continue. Use your stalking abilities. She owns a hair salon in Oak Bluffs, Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, I'll find
Oak Bluffs,
in like 3.5 seconds. Okay, yeah. Good. We're sending you flowers.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. Damn it. So.
Well, you've been a little like, you know.
Well, yeah.
You have stuff
the
going
one,
on.
I got the one hand.
You have a claw.
Damn it. It is really bad. It does look like a claw.
It's
so
a
then
claw.
This lady helps me call John. He comes, throws the bike in the Jeep, drives me to the ER. They reset it. It hurt like hell. They put in a splint. They were like, you need to go to an orthopedic surgeon when you go back to LA. I was like, cool. I go back to LA thinking that they were going to say, you need a cast and then maybe we'll evaluate surgery. I show up to the doctor's appointment. He's like, you need emergency surgery Tuesday. I was like, but I was supposed to go to New York Tuesday.
With no handlebars. No handlebars. I remember the song.
That's the worst.
That's your soundtrack, dude.
And I didn't get to go to New York on Tuesday, which was yesterday, which I was supposed to go with Stassi. I was like, can I postpone it until next week? He was like, if you want a deformed hand, you can postpone the surgery. I was like, well, my hands weren't too good to begin with, but sure, let's not do it.
Hashtag podcast upfront.
So I missed those because I was supposed to go and meet people for this podcast.
You know, honestly, Rachel,
I'm here with Kristen, which is just as good.
I'm not angry because I went on my Instagram feed today and I was like sort of annoyed that everything was like hashtag JFK outfit of the day. I'm at JFK going to New York.
I want to go.
Going to like, well, there were like only three people going to podcast up fronts, but there was also New York
Fashion Week. Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't this have been the greatest time ever?
No, because if you would have posted one too, I would have been like, I'm fucking over all of you guys.
When have I ever posted an outfit of the day photo?
You would have. Stassi would have made you.
I don't even know what the outfit of the day hashtag is.
Yeah, I just figured that out.
It actually did take me a while.
OOTD.
I know what it is now, but she used to post it and I was like, what is OOTD?
You were like me. You were like, you're Googling acronyms.
Oh, shit. That one used to bother me. Not bother me. I couldn't figure it out. And
it bothered me.
Hair and makeup. What's the H-O?
Oh, MUA.
Yeah, what is that?
MUA is makeup artist.
Makeup artist is what it means.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
I was
just
like,
standard.
I thought it was like makeup and hair. Makeup
no,
and hair.
No, No, it's MUA. It's like H and MUA.
Legit did not know that.
Dude, that's easy. Use the model. That's how we know each other.
Okay. Oh, okay. So let's get into the question. So I tweeted out and Instagrammed out like what people would want me to ask Kristen. I have a whole list, but I need to, how do I hook my claw around this mic to look at the list?
I'm scared. Do you want me to help you? Like it.
Kristen was so sweet. She brought me these beautiful flowers, like this bouquet. And then she brought me Stevie Nicks' favorite perfume, which is gardenia oil. But it wasn't the perfume. She bought me the gardenias. Yeah. But it's because Stevie Nicks wears gardenia oil's perfume. And they are the most potent, beautiful smelling flowers. And we love Stevie Nicks. And we're going to go to her concert in December.
Yeah. That's okay. What's up.
I'm going to do the questions.
That is what's up. Basically, I Googled Stevie Nicks' favorite flowers. And it took me 3 pages on Google and I was over it. So then
really
I found
nice.
Her favorite perfume because it was one of those like Google leading questions, you know, where it's
what's
like,
that mean?
Like at the very bottom when you Google something, it's like, did you mean all these 45 things? And I'm like, no, I didn't, but I might as well click on one just in case.
Because they're
and
fun.
And favorite perfume was one of them. So I'm like, oh, this is like really cool.
You're so
there
sweet.
Was. And it just
best.
Said that Stevie loves gardenia oil as her perfume. And I was like, okay, well, I
that
can
is
get
really
flowers.
Cool.
So,
cool.
Yeah, shout out
Kristen's
to the
best.
Place on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood, which I don't know what your name is, but you have fresh flowers
all the
time.
Oh, yeah, because you're in West Hollywood, not Beverly Hills, right?
West Hollywood.
Suck it.
Shout out.
All right. See, I just did some investigative reporting there. You think you're the only stalker? Okay. So I'm going to ask the questions in order of the ones that just came in on Instagram
Uh-oh.
And stuff from people.
Help me.
Okay. What is our favorite memory of each other?
Ooh. Favorite of all time. I mean, favorite of all time, like not a weird one, is like clearly just going to Fleetwood Mac concerts.
So that was going
to
be
like,
mine
it's
too.
It's so easy.
It's so easy. But it is the best thing ever.
But it really is.
But like, explain. Okay, but we have a very unique story for how we were going to these concerts.
Rachel asked me to go to this goddamn concert and I almost lost my shit. Like I would have quit any job that I had, broken up with any boyfriend I ever had.
I wish you would have broken up with a boyfriend at the time.
Fair. I would have left my family.
She was dating James at the time. Spoiler alert.
Ew, who's that? I don't know who that is.
Ugh, who does?
But yeah, I would have given up life to go to this goddamn Fleetwood Mac concert.
Explain how it happened, though, because it's kind of the coolest thing ever. And we have like lifetime passes,
well,
too.
You should kind of explain it because it was your situation.
All right.
Because it was because of Sheena.
Yeah, Sheena. Not Sheena.
I said Sheena. I'm sorry. I literally was in my mind, I was reading her name. Our friend Sheena, who's actually Rachel's first. She was Rachel's friend first.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We grew up together in Oregon.
Yes.
So she
Sheena
went to,
was also one of my first friends in LA, which is the
yes,
craziest part.
That is actually true, too. That's crazy. Because Sheena moved to LA around the same time me and Kristen moved to LA. So Sheena is a girl I grew up with. She went to a Fleetwood Mac concert in San Diego with, I think she was on a date.
She was on a date.
Yeah. Hers is a lesbian. Shout out to her. And so she was on a date with a really pretty girl. So they had tickets that were like far away tickets, right? Because who can afford the $2,000 tickets up front? And the band photographer / manager, sort of.
He was a production manager.
Production manager. Yeah.
And
but also a photographer.
For
yeah.
this tour.
For this
for
tour.
For Fleetwood Mac, which is epic.
Also, shout out to Justin.
Shout out to Justin.
So he went up to Sheena and her date and said, would you like to come sit in the front in front of Lindsey Buckingham? You know, basically like he likes young energy in the front. They were like,
and so for those of you who suck and don't know who Lindsey Buckingham is, he is the guitarist for Fleetwood Mac. He is everything. He is half of Stevie Nicks' love story.
Oh, it's just like, it's like her major
is
love
a part
story.
Of Fleetwood Mac. Okay. Continue.
Which is the greatest ever. So, so he sits them in front. Concert goes on. End of the concert, he goes up to him and said, you guys did a really good job. Do you want to come back to a concert now? As if it was their job. It is like Almost Famous is real at this point. They were band dates because they gave Lindsey Buckingham the young energy he needed to continue, right?
Almost Famous, per Kate Hudson, is one of the best films ever.
Yeah.
Like ever created.
And we got to live it.
Like Cameron Crowe, phenomenal. The character that Kate Hudson created, like out of a piece of paper, the 3D human being that she created, like for Penny Lane, is so brilliant.
She's a genius.
And
we got to live that. So
that's who we are.
So Sheena calls me and she's like, hey, do you want to go see Stevie Nicks or Fleetwood Mac at the Forum in LA? You can only bring girls, blah, 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 blah. Well, first of all, she said she could only bring me.
That, right? Yeah, just you.
It was only girls. Well, she invited me.
She invited you personally.
But it was like if, and I think I said Kristen would.
Shayna's so fucking nice because Rachel ended up asking me or asking Shayna if it was okay. Yeah, because
I think I was like, can I bring Kristen? And she was like, yes, but I think Justin needs to meet you guys first. So we had to meet us at Pump.
You don't just like invite the uninvite. Like you don't just like do that. Because we're not
Kristen would die. I feel like you wouldn't be my friend anymore if I went to Stevie Nicks.
I mean, I would still be your friend, but you probably would have taken a break.
Yeah, a little bit of a break.
And I would have like probably like mean texted Shayna a little bit and like in a nice way. I would have been like, Shayna, I love you so much. I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but like, go fuck yourself.
You probably would have. 100%. 100%. So we meet with this Justin guy. And Jesus. We ended up loving him. I love Justin.
Justin is fucking brilliant. Number one, as a photographer, he's so brilliant. But he's so cool and he's so easy and he was so chill and he wasn't like that like production manager who was like, I want to meet hot chicks so I can bang them.
No, he was so cool.
It was quite the opposite. He was actually just very excited to meet people who really love the band.
Yeah.
Who were young and like hot because we're like pretty. Sorry, we are. I mean, it's true. And that's the thing is that the people that buy tickets for Fleetwood Mac typically, the very expensive. Well,
yeah, the ones that
get
in the front. They're older because they're the ones that can afford it.
And it's not.
And they're not getting up and dancing. Well, no, but they're also not getting up and dancing, getting super excited like we were. And that was like,
the energy. Yeah, they don't jump as high.
Yeah, and that's the energy that Lindsey Buckingham wanted in front of him.
He wants people who can jump.
Yeah.
High.
Granted, he did say just girls, so I'm sure there was an aspect of it being like hot. It wasn't like there was
girls
young guys
jump
jumping around
higher.
The front. Yeah. Girls.
You know?
Girls
we just do.
Are like white man can't jump.
We're Woody Harrelson.
So where was I at? Oh yeah. So we go. Yeah. So anyways, he basically interviewed us and then we go to the concert and at the end of it. So he sits us right in front. It's the most magical evening. We're literally resting our hands on the stage in between sets.
Nothing is better.
Like we're there. We are. Lindsay's sweating on us, like making eye contact with us. And he would choose a new one of us to make eye contact with each concert. I feel like.
Yeah, we sort of bitch slapped each other for said eye contact, but like not in like a bruising kind of way.
Yeah, not that. We were like full on groupies. Yeah. And so at the end
of
the concert.
We held hands while we fought over who was going to get sweat on.
At the end of the concert, he tells us again, you guys did good. It was like we were being radio show, and they called us the A-team. Yeah. Remember? He's like, you guys
were
the A-team.
Yes.
He's like, you come back to any concert. We could have gone to Australia and had front row tickets. That was where they went on the last leg of the tour.
It was offered.
We could have gone anywhere. We went to several of these concerts.
We did. It was everything. I brought a tambourine that I bought
that was so cool.
I don't know what they call it, the Melrose Trade Post. Which if you live in West Hollywood, it's a flea market at the Fairfax High School. So
it's
that's
awesome.
Rich. But I bought it like an old school tambourine there and I brought it to another concert that Rachel and I and Shayna and I went to. And Lindsay signed it. We all played
so
his
jealous.
Guitar. It's fine.
We got
no,
the
it's not.
List.
It's not fucking fine. Yes, I took Lindsay's set list. I gave it to my mom.
Incredible.
Which Rachel was very like fine with, which made me very happy because I was like, my mom would like shit herself.
I love Faye. Faye's the shit. So that was so that's our story of our favorite memory of each other. That is the longest win, but it is like the greatest memory ever.
And if you don't like know or like Fleetwood Mac, either go fuck yourself or like really get into it and like learn now and like just like, you know, figure it out. Like ask your Alexa if you're into Amazon or like ask your speaker, your Spotify, your iTunes, anyone to like.
Does Alexa like tell you what's good music?
I just go, Alexa, play Fleetwood Mac. And then she's like, shuffling Fleetwood Mac. I'm like, fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm a fan of that. But
did you buy that just because you like Alexa Chung? Be honest with me. Kristen's obsessed with Alexa Chung.
Maybe.
You totally did, didn't you?
I mean, her name's Alexa.
Kristen is so good at stalking. Or not good. You just like to stalk. The last time we were in New York together, Kristen made us go to this.
It's a Siri, but it's named Alexa.
Yeah,
so like,
so
I'm not mad about it.
We're in New York. We ask wherever we were like, where do you think Alexa Chung hangs out? And they're like, well, we hear that she hangs out at this place called the Bowery or wherever it was.
The Bowery Room.
And Kristen was like, we're going there now.
Yes.
No one was at the Bowery Room. Not that there was just no Alexa Chung, just no one, because no one goes there. I don't know.
There was no one there. I think it was an off night.
I don't know if that was, I think that you were getting tips from the wrong people.
I was getting tips from her social media. No,
Alexa. Is that what it was? I thought you asked someone.
No, I saw on her social media. She goes there a lot when I Google it. Whatever. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Moving on.
You did? You saw her social
media? I just don't want to. I don't want to go there.
Oh, so it could happen. So next time we go to New York.
I mean, maybe.
Oh, fuck. Listen, if it's a real deal, I'll go. I'll go help stock.
If you know Alexa Chung, I love her. Sheena met her. Sheena did karaoke with her. It's bullshit.
How did that happen?
They did it on Fuse TV when Sheena was like a quote unquote Sheena Shay. Yeah. Sheena Marie, quote, Sheena Shay, y'all.
Oh, yeah. So this is like, wait, this is a long time ago.
Like 2 years ago, Sheena was like a budding pop star. Sheena Shay, go fuck yourself. And she got to do Fuse TV as press in New York. And that's she got cool. to sing Britney Spears with Alexa Chung because she didn't even know who she was. So, yeah, fuck off.
I'm surprised you guys are still friends after that.
Yeah, Jesus. I know. Well, I contemplated not being.
All right, well.
Okay. She loves Almost Famous, so we're fine.
I love Moving Sheena. On. All right, next question. Okay, so someone asked, how did we get reunited for Pump Rules?
Wait, they're asking this before how it started. Okay, well, let's start.
Well, I was doing them in order. Actually, okay. Let's actually start with, okay.
Do you want to do chronological? Oh my God, your claw right now. It's so cute.
Okay, so someone
looked like Evan Peters in American Horror Story.
I didn't see that.
It's Emma Roberts' boyfriend / not boyfriend, not 100% sure, but.
It's someone like in a real life boyfriend?
Yeah, and he's also in all the American Horror Stories. And
I thought it was all different people every time.
No, it's quite the opposite. It's a reoccurring cast a lot of the time. And
but it's just different scenarios each season?
Yes, until this upcoming season.
Which one's he?
About later. Evan Peter.
I've seen the first season.
He was Lobster Hands in the, what was it called? The circus one.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Well, I had four glasses of wine. It's fine. But he's been in all of them. But he's actually Emma Roberts' real boyfriend for a good amount of time. But in the circusy one, his hands looked like your
I'm going to have to post another photo on social media about like how like clawed
imagine,
my hand looks.
Imagine like if you had lobster hands as a human.
That is kind of what it looks like. The shape of it's very interesting.
Yep. Okay.
Actually, okay, so then I'll go further. Or I'll go back further. Because someone did ask, what was it like growing up in Michigan and how did you end up in LA?
What was it like growing up in Michigan? It was cool. I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's just like a whole nother situation.
Okay, then just
But it's cool. No, it was super fun. It was great. I left when I'll make it long story short, which never happens. No, I left when I was, I think 22. I moved to Maryland, then I moved to Miami. Yada, yada, back to Michigan. And then when I was 24, I decided to move to LA because I had gotten out of a relationship that was very long.
But you hadn't moved yet. You got an agent, came here. We met.
Yeah. Oh,
we met
okay,
on a modeling
so yes.
job before you even actually yes. lived here.
Yeah. So right before I actually moved here, it was the summer of, or the spring of 2007, actually. I came here just off of a shitty relationship with a girlfriend of mine who had lived here for a very long time, who I'd known for a very long time. Her name is Sarah. And then I came here just like on my normal vacation to LA. And Sarah was like, you know what, Kristen? She was an actress. She said, you know what? You should just get a modeling agent. Like, you're tall and you're skinny. I was at the time. And it
she
just
still
like,
is.
It was a thing. It was like, right now or never. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's where we were. And I ended up finding an agent who ended up being shitty. But I did book a really great job. So I moved back to, then I stayed for the job.
Yeah. And that's where we met.
Which is when I met Rachel.
How we are on the same modeling job, I'll never know because I'm about 4 inches shorter than Kristen and a hell of a lot curvier, but you know.
No, you're not. You're like 2 inches shorter than me.
I'm and at least
at
4 inches
time,
shorter.
At the time, we were the exact same size. You just had bigger boobs.
Whatever. Anywho.
So that's where it was. And then I left LA, went back to Michigan, quit my job, moved out of my apartment, moved to LA over the course of a couple of weeks, and Rachel was my only friend except my girlfriend that I lived with that I was like crashing on her
but
like,
I was
futon.
Her coolest friend
yeah you were I mean I when I say you're kind of my only friend turn because you were like, you drove me to start.
Okay, so yeah, so how you Pump Rules started.
Like, you physically drove me in your car to Sur.
For your even first job interview.
Yeah, even though I had a car, I was like, I don't know where I'm going. I'm scared. Help me.
Oh, yeah, and I drove you to your job interview. Did you get the job on the spot?
I did.
Really?
I forget. Rachel, yes, because I
remember Guillermo. I remember you saying the name Guillermo, though. Like, I just remember this guy named Guillermo. Like, these are the cool outfits we get to wear.
Yeah, I had only driven to one other job interview, and it was, like, SBE. Like, I was super, like, I want to be bottle service girl. I'm going to make them thousands and thousands of dollars a night. Like, I'm the shit. I got a parking ticket and never wanted to drive again. And then you drove me to Sur, and Guillermo, like, interviewed me very quickly.
Because Guillermo was somehow affiliated with your modeling agency, too,
yes,
right?
He knew them. Guillermo was friends with my then modeling agent, which is what my modeling agent basically said, like, okay, Kristen, look, you need a real job, not like a bottle service thing. You're not going to make a ton of money, like, paying your bills, just, like, doing random, like, castings. It's not happening for you. Thanks. Kill my dreams. So I accepted the fact that I could possibly be given this job at a restaurant. Like, I should be lucky enough to just be given a job.
Which is insane, because it actually, people don't realize about LA that it's almost harder to get a waitress job than it is to get an acting job, because every actor wants to be a waiter to survive.
It's extremely hard because you're
especially
kind
in a place like Sur, which is like cool and fancy.
And you're
like
gifted jobs through friends.
Yeah, totally.
Or like, you know what I mean? Through alliances or through friends or whatever. Like,
absolutely.
It's not, it actually is not that easy.
Yeah.
And so I was very fortunate that Rachel, like, drove me to said job down Robertson Boulevard, and I ran in my not hot black, like, cotton, weird, whatever was in style dress in 2007.
I don't remember what it looked like. I'm sure it was cute.
I have photos of it. And I walked in with an application, not even, it was like a resume, but like, it was like an application.
You had to fill
resume.
It out. Okay.
And then he asked me for a headshot, Guillermo. Asked me for a headshot. And I was like, oh, I didn't know I needed a headshot.
You had those already though.
No,
like the modeling card and stuff.
Yeah. But I didn't bring that to a restaurant job.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Not until I met Sandoval did I know that you needed a headshot to go with your goddamn act. Like, I'm sorry, I can't even.
That's so funny.
A headshot to go with your, like,
well,
resume.
Yeah, you need
for
it. Well,
it's super weird.
It is what it is.
But regardless, Rachel drove me there. I got hired. I got really fucking lucky.
So that's how you started working at Sur.
So Rachel is responsible for Vanderpump Rules, is what I'm saying.
I'm more responsible than I even thought. So if you wouldn't have even started working there, so if I wouldn't have driven you, maybe you wouldn't have gone.
Right.
Then Kristen and I, we've already talked about this. We can skip over this part. But Kristen and I are in another modeling job. I meet Jax. I start dating Jax. Kristen actually thought Jax was hot that day.
Fuck my life. Don't ever say that ever again. But it's true. But that is why I actually say, when we all break it down, you are responsible for Vanderpump Rules. You drove me to my job at Sur.
Lisa Vanderpump needs to send me a thank you letter.
Yeah. For reals. Give you some royalties.
Seriously.
Jax thought you were hot, not me. Dated
That's not
you.
True. So Jax and I date. Then Jax and I throw a Christmas party where Jax invites his friend Tom Sandoval there.
I'd only met
Sandoval like one or two times before that, because contrary to what people think, Jax and Tom Sandoval did not hang out that much in the year Jax and I dated. I don't know why they say that they did. They did not hang out that much. No. So anyways, we have a Christmas party. Sandoval's over there, and we're playing like beer pong and hanging out. Kristen's there too. And then Kristen and Sandoval fall in like emo guitar love and like
lust.
Yeah, whatever. And so Kristen and Sandoval start dating. So wait, I actually don't know this. So you were working at Sur. Did you then get Sandoval a job at Sur? How long after you guys started dating?
Yeah.
What was he
like,
doing at that point?
Sandoval,
I don't remember.
I didn't talk for a while. Then we found each other in MySpace, because that was like super romantic back in the day. cut 2 months later, Tom and I start dating, and then he didn't like have a job at all. He did the whole kind of like catering situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. We meet Schwartz.
Okay.
And then Schwartz moves to LA, and they're both doing the blah, blah, blah
catering
situation.
Stuff. Okay.
Neither of them want a real job, and I just kind of got fed up with like Sandoval not having a job.
Okay.
So Villa Blanca opened. And I just kept pushing, like, dude, you can work this brand new restaurant. You can be like the bartender. Yeah.
Sweet.
So he accepted the job. Lisa and Ken hired him, and that was that.
Did Schwartz ever work there? No, he didn't.
No. Schwartz just didn't want it. No.
Okay.
Schwartz was like, no, I don't like catering jobs. Catering jobs suck. I just want to be a model. Blah, blah, blah.
So Sandoval starts working at Villa Blanca. Is that where Sandoval met Ariana?
Yes. So Sandoval meets
there,
Ariana.
Was actually, she working there right when?
Sandoval first met Sheena.
Okay.
Sheena Shea. Sheena Marie. Sheena Jenkins. Sheena Shea.
Yeah.
And I fucking hated Sheena.
Why?
Because Sheena was a bartender with Tom and she was so flirty and like adorable and like cute and just flirty. She was so flirty. And I'm like, no, I don't get it. Like, no. And he's like, no, meet my friend Sheena. She's so great. And I'm like, no,
you're like, she's not great. You're like, she's just really pretty.
She's not great. Yeah. No, I hated Sheena. I was so nervous about Sheena. And she ended up being great, obviously. But at the time, I didn't think she was great. And yeah, and then Ariana started working there, and then I hated her, and then I just hated every girl that ever came in the path.
Did you actually really, did you hate Ariana because they were flirting or because just?
I think I probably hated every girl that came across Tom's path.
Okay, great.
I think.
Got it. Okay.
It was a very, very long time ago. It was like another life ago.
So then we must explain at this point that Kristen and I, because I'm sure somewhere along the lines here, Jax and I broke up. And so then Kristen and me, Tom, Jack, we didn't hang out anymore. All right. So there was years in between there.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking these questions.
Yeah. Basically, Rachel and I broke up.
Yeah. Rachel and I broke up because
when Rachel and Jax broke up, Rachel decided to kind of just take herself away from the whole group because she just wanted to move on with her life.
Yeah.
Which was super smart. And then cut to Vanderpump Rules season two.
Two. Was it two?
Shit.
No. It was up right after season two.
It was season... Yeah, it was going into season three.
Yeah.
I had no friends.
Yeah. So right after season two, one of my best friends was friends with one of the like field producers on the show. And I didn't even know she was a field producer on the show actually at the time. And we all went out one night. Yeah. We all went out one night. And, she then mentioned when we were out, like that, you know, she worked on the show and I was like, these are like some of my oldest friends. And I was just telling her stories, like just drunk, just like, and Jax did this and then blah, and Kristen did this. And then like a week later, I got a call from the show being like, would you like to come in for an interview? I was like, not really. And then they talked to me. Jeremiah talked to me on the phone for a little bit longer. And I just sang like a bird. Just like telling him stories. And just like, whatever.
There are so many good
ones.
And
then I finally agreed to go in for an on-camera interview. Which was fun, actually. And then they said I had to work at the restaurant. I was like, nope, not doing that.
Never going to happen.
And they were like, cool, that's what the show's about. I was like, cool, see you later. And then they called me
a
week later.
But then she found out I really needed her as a friend. Basically, they were like, oh,
Kristen,
Rachel.
I hadn't talked to you in years, and you called me right before we were going to film the comedy scene. So they introduced me doing comedy is how they introduced me, and Kristen called me like a week before.
So how I found out is that I found out that Rachel was going to be a part of the show, and like my heart like fluttered.
You saw my headshot in the thing.
Well, no, I was informed by someone on the show that you were... That you were going to be a part of the show. And I'm like, wait, what? Rachel Ryan.
Oh, I thought like randomly saw my headshot in the book.
That was in a different day.
Oh.
Cut to a couple days later. But originally, I was just told by someone that Rachel would be a part of the show. And I'm like, oh my God, I have a friend. Hell yeah. Because at this point, y'all, like, I had no friends.
Season two didn't end well for her.
If you guys watch Vanderpump Rules, you know, everyone hated me.
Isn't that sad that they had to go scouring around the city?
Yes, they really did.
No, actually, they really didn't, though. No, but that actually happened by fate, though, that I went out with one of the people randomly.
Okay, fine. Happenstance. I'm down with happenstance, but I feel like they probably did go scouring around the city.
But those people didn't end up on the show, really.
That's true.
Your friend, the sea. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah.
So this was happenstance and fate.
Yes. So all that happened. So then, yeah, Rachel did the show and I was like, fuck, yes. I am actually now reunited with my first and best friend.
That is kind of crazy.
But I feel,
think about how crazy is that?
People can like judge it all they want. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I had no friends. And yes, I was very lucky and fortunate to have Rachel like be on the show.
And people like, can be like, Rachel used Kristen to be on Vanderpump Rules. Guys, Rachel didn't want to be on Vanderpump Rules that bad.
No, y'all. I'm lucky that my producers used Rachel to be on Vanderpump Rules so I would have friends again. And I got my best friend back. And it was like nothing had changed the second we started hanging out again.
Wasn't that crazy? So we hadn't seen each other. And then she comes to watch me.
2.5
We'd seen each other. We hadn't hung out. Because I'd come into store a couple times with Robbie or Matthew.
You had randomly walked in. But we hadn't hung out. Years.
Yeah, so the first time was she comes to my comedy show that they're filming for Vanderpump. Yeah. And then we go grab drinks afterwards at the Woods. And it was just like, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
And then we were like inseparable after that again.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And it's crazy how like we all became, I became friends with everyone after that. Like, you know. Well,
it's like you and Katie have like this like best friendship that doesn't exist with you and I or you and Stassi. And then you and Stassi have your own friendship. And mm-hmm. it's really weird because like you and Katie like had, or Katie had this like weird judgy hatred with you a couple of years ago. Stassi, you and Stassi just didn't know each other. Yeah. And now I feel like y'all have your own friendship that is so different than from everyone has their own.
Yeah.
And we're it's like we all have this great best friendship, but you have a friendship with Sheena, you have a friendship with Katie, you have a friendship with Stassi that like doesn't exist with anyone else.
It's true. Like I feel like
it's so special.
Yeah. Me, Sheena, Katie, Stassi. Yeah,
Katie's
we all have a different
bridesmaid for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Are we supposed to, we're allowed to say that obviously. We post all over social media. Anyways, okay.
It's very special. It's very, very special.
It's kind of, and it's all kind of crazy how it happened. Like, I feel like with a lot of reality shows, it's like people are either cast in it or, I don't know, it's like a lot of people thrown together. But Vanderpump Rules, for the most part, is like really real in that sense. In that sense.
Reality shows are very, very cast, I feel like.
Yeah.
The ones that I watch, except maybe Kardashian's fine, but they're so
Real Housewives
produced.
Is all cast, right? I mean, they all know each other, sort of.
They're just so thrown together and like, you should have dinner here.
It's so true. Yeah, that it's...
We have all of our own shit. Like it...
I feel like a lot of times they have so much to capture with everyone on Vanderpump that you can't even capture all the real moments.
No, exactly.
It's like... We're with each other like 24/7 that they can't even capture everything that happens.
What we have is like really, really special.
Yeah. It's crazy. I think that's why you're going to show
and successful. I feel like this season, I feel like it's come full circle. It's like so much more special than any other season. Like I'm not
You guys all say it's your favorite season to have filmed.
It really is. Yeah. I think, like the OGs anyway. I mean, who cares about like the shitty people that are random cast members who shall remain nameless. But I feel like as far as like you and I and like Stassi and Katie and Schwartz and Sheena and Shay and even Carter, who's new, and like Jackson, Brittany, and even Tom and Ariana. It's like, I think that it is all of our favorite season to film. Everything has come full circle. There is so much bullshit and drama, but I feel like all of that has like hit the gut of all of us itself out.
Somehow. Yeah. I mean, I haven't filmed as much as you guys have, obviously, over the years because I wasn't on the first two seasons. And then the first season I filmed personally, I was so new to it. I was like confused. And so I felt like I was filming scenes, if that makes sense, where it'd be like, you're going to go meet Kristen for lunch. And I was like, well, we're going to talk about something I already talked about. Or she told me about this like 2 hours ago and I have to say it again.
Yeah.
Like I didn't quite get it. And then it's like this season, though, it just feels like it's like everything is like truly just like real friendship. Not that it wasn't real for you guys then, but I'm saying for me, my experience, it's like.
But it feels more natural now.
Supernatural.
No, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I think for all of us, though, as a whole, like I feel like our whole group of friends, and I don't mean Vanderpump cast. I mean, like our real group of friends.
Yeah.
Including you and including Brittany and including Carter and including, Schwartz. And it's now come full circle to this like amazing place that is full of bullshit and full of drama and full of annoying.
I mean, all that shit's still
fighting
there.
Sibling crap. But it's so great.
Yeah. No, it's true. Even with the bad stuff,
it's the most exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it'll be different than any season.
Thank God Tom and Katie got married. Thank God.
Oh, that was the most beautiful wedding. Yeah. Someone did say that. That was one of the questions, actually. They said, now that you guys were at Katie's wedding, does it make you want to get married now?
Rachel, do you want to get married?
I want to get married eventually, but I'm not, like, itching to do it now.
Yeah, seems.
Yeah, right. You bought a fake engagement ring.
I know, but I just, like...
Shush, Kristen.
I want, like, the party part.
okay, but you can do that anyways. You so want to get married.
Yeah, I do.
You bought an engagement. Kristen bought a fake engagement ring.
Yeah, I did.
And was wearing it around. Where is that? You don't wear it anymore.
Because I don't like
Because it was like a little aggressive.
Well, I don't know. No. Fuck no.
You were like, not for me. Certainly it was not. Certainly that was just you. That was you at your most natural. That was Kristen really just being herself.
Yeah.
Buying herself an engagement ring.
I want to wear it as like a cocktail ring because it's like not.
Well, like, yeah, it is a cocktail ring because you bought it for yourself.
Oh, no, no.
It's not an engagement ring.
Oh, no. No one proposed to you. Don't get it twisted. No.
Kristen?
If it were the correct stone that I realized that I wanted, I would be super down wearing it as a fake engagement ring, but it's not. I bought a trillion.
Does Carter see it as an engagement ring? No.
No, he knows that I don't like that cut. It's a trillion cut, and I didn't like it.
This is not the point, the cut of the ring. The point is that you bought an engagement ring for yourself.
Whatever.
It's not an engagement ring unless
I'm
it's something
old.
You were proposed to.
No, I'm old. I'm 33 and a half. Past and a half. And I've realized that like
Kristen's
that
half birthday fell on Katie's wedding, which or the day after, which is just very insulting for Kristen.
Yeah, clearly.
It was
way
just,
to go, Katie and Tom. Way to choose my fucking half birthday. Cause I can never like celebrate my goddamn birthday on Vanderpump Rules. But it's cool, just like choose your it's cool.
Okay, wait. So I'm gonna answer more of these questions that people want to hear.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
I will say all your... Listen, if I could have two hands, I would read your name off of my phone. But
do you want me to help you?
No, because I wrote it down on a piece of paper.
She's in like,
actually,
slippers,
grab my,
too. It's cute.
Grab my phone so okay. I can say their names.
Oh, I love people's names.
Because I shouldn't... I don't know why I transcribed it onto an envelope.
Oh,
I should just write it off
my phone. I have Rachel's phone. That means I can make her share her location with me because you stopped.
No, I did it for the day when you asked me to do it that day.
I want you to do it always because I actually checked yesterday and I was still sharing mine and you were not sharing yours, so...
You didn't share yours with me.
Yes, I still
understand.
Do. Okay.
There we go. Okay, I'm going to say the names of the people. So.
Rachel's like super capable.
Am I?
I like how you have my blue camouflage. Is that what it is?
Well, the choices of the cast were like bright pink, bright green, camouflage. And I was like, well, I'm from Oregon. I might as well represent the camouflage.
Yeah.
I wanted
a black
cast, but...
You had a black and gold.
They didn't have that as an option.
Black and yellow.
Okay, here we go. Okay. So the question about our favorite memory was from someone named Moon Baby. Sisters of the Moon. That's cool.
Shut up.
That's
Moon
actually kind of cool.
It is.
We just told a Fleetwood Mac story. And what? That's so cool. See, I'm glad I just did this.
I know. You didn't read your card for me with your flowers.
I did read it.
You did?
Yeah. You said Sister of the Moon on it. That's why I had it in my head.
I said, get well soon. My little sister of the moon. Yay, Moon Baby.
Wait, that's really cool. Okay.
Love you.
And then Bueno91 asked us how we got reunited for Pump Rules. So we already did that. The next question was, Amanda wants to know if Carter will be on the show this season because she loves you guys together and it makes her very happy.
Amanda, it makes me very happy, and Carter had no choice but to be on Vanderpump this season because we live together.
Did he want to be?
He wasn't against it.
Uh-huh.
Carter was not against it. He was just kind of like, I don't know. I think so, but like... Carter's friends with everyone. Like, he was friends with all my girls and all the guys.
You can't really avoid it once you're just like, what, are you just not going to hang out with your friends for an entire summer?
Yeah, you know? So, I don't know if he, I guess, internally really wanted it, but that's what's up.
That's what he's got to do. So, just put the phone on the edge of the thing. Okie dokie. Okay. So, Karen MacGo wants to know, where do you work now? What are you up to? Are you still doing your t-shirt line? And she wants you to consider writing a book about how to catch your boyfriend cheating and other like kind of dating techniques, which you obviously have to do.
Karen,
you're already kind of working on that.
I know, Karen, I feel like you're stalking my email. Are you a hacker?
Seriously though, you are kind of working on that.
Do I need to like put a little piece of tape over like my like iPhone camera situation?
You're supposed to.
I know. Whenever I have Stassi's phone in my hand, I'm like, why do you have a piece of tape? Okay. So yes, James May t-shirt line is still happening. It is not, if you were to click on it right now, no, it is not a thing.
I was one of the models for it, but I was a terrible model.
Rachel was not only a model, but she was also, well,
you never used my images for any of
it. Well, never say never.
Whatever, Kristen.
So I learned a lot with James May. I've learned a lot through doing a t-shirt line on my own, what works, what does not work. So yes, it is still going. It will not die. We're doing some
even though the relationship of Kristen and James died,
that the name has nothing to do with it.
I know, but it is. People probably think that you
they
know that.
They do. James May is named after my niece and nephew, Logan James, Savannah May, and no. None of my security questions will be named after my niece and nephew if you try to hack into my email.
That's hilarious.
But yes, there will still be
you
things
only
coming.
You know that because you hack in other people's emails. You just knew to say exactly. That because you know that how to do that.
Because middle names are a thing.
You're an absolute fucking creep.
Yeah, James May is still happening. I've learned a lot from that. There's going to be some really fun stuff coming, like wine glasses, perhaps. Oh,
wait, why didn't you bring
attention.
Me a wine glass?
Oh, you don't even know. Damn. Things are happening. So that's going to be really fun. What was the other question? Oh,
the book.
The book. Oh, yeah. So that's a sitch. That's why I feel like you're hacking me.
Because you for real have been talking about that for like a year.
Yeah. So no, the book thing's like, well, there was another book, but this is like a new-ish book.
All right. You don't have to reveal too much.
But yeah, I absolutely want to let y'all know how to hack your cheating motherfucking boyfriend.
No, you really need to. Kristen could be in the CIA for real.
I'd like to think so.
I think you could. They would scan your brain though and be like, you just partied too much. You can't really be in.
Pay attention in the next like 6 to 8 weeks, okay, and you'll have your answers.
Yay, I'm pausing this.
Every time I watch, you believe that.
Kristen's making fun of my claw hand. It's, I'm like, I have to like grapple things. I have to like hug everything that comes in contact with me to be able to hold on to it.
It's cute.
Okay, so about your ebook. Yeah, but you haven't talked about your veggie blog yet. Kristen's got a...
No, I haven't. Because it's not up yet because I'm slacking. But the blog...
But people want to know what you're up to.
Yes, the blog will be up very, very shortly. Like in the next week, there'll be for sure like a situation. It's going to be... It's veggieholic.com. V-E-G-I.
Not to be confused with alcoholic.
Well, maybe to be confused by. But it's VEGIHOLIC.com.
She has some killer recipes.
Yeah. Follow my Snapchat. But I don't know. It just, I'm trying to like get into things that just make me really fucking happy. My boyfriend, my dog, cooking vegetarian. Rachel O'Brien.
Stevie Nicks. Rachel O'Brien.
My t-shirt line.
Doing comedy
wine,
with Rachel O'Brien.
Comedy. Things that make me happy. That is what I'm into right now. So yeah, my hand is in like a shit ton of different like honey pots.
That's good.
That's what's up.
Hey,
and
listen,
I'm not mad about it.
Listen, you should listen to a book called The Originals. Well, or read it. I listened to it on tape.
So good.
It's, if you, do you know what about
yes.
it? It's the shit.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. So Trisha Kennedy said, have you ever regretted telling your boss at Sir to suck a dick? And then she wrote hashtag TV gold. And do you really think Lisa hates you despite the fact that you're a major factor in the success of the show?
Okay. So one by one, do I regret telling Diana to suck a dick? Do I regret telling Diana specifically as a person? Yes, it wasn't my like finest moment because Diana is a good friend of mine.
She's fantastic. I like
yeah,
to love
and
Diana.
So I don't like telling my friend to suck a dick. Do I regret telling my manager in the moment to suck a dick because I was mad about something I feel like was worth it? I'm not mad about telling my manager to suck a dick, but I'm mad that Diana was my manager because I love Diana and I feel poorly for that.
I like legit forget that you worked at the restaurant during that time.
I know,
because
right?
I guess you got fired right afterwards. But in my mind,
like right after,
yeah.
So yes, I feel bad for telling Diana to suck a dick, but I don't feel mad about telling my manager to suck a dick. And then what was the thing about Lisa? What?
Do you really think Lisa hates you despite the fact that you're Lisa a major factor in the success of the show?
I think that Lisa does not love me as a person for whatever reason, because I think I'm the shit, but. I think that Lisa knows that I'm an integral part of the show because I'm myself. And I think being
being yourself.
I just think that any of us being ourselves is an integral part of the show. I think it is so important.
I think
that is what makes our show so great.
Absolutely. I think
if she does hate me, she should not.
I think the people that watch the show can see right through when people are not being themselves and trying to like produce a scene or trying to... You know, create an image for themselves that truly isn't themselves. Like,
yeah.
It's so easy to, because no one can.
But Rach, think about when you watch like a scripted television show.
Yeah.
Or even a movie with actors who are doing theatrical acting. you know when they're not being honest.
Yeah, of course.
And you don't like those movies or like that scripted television show. Yeah, you're totally. Kind of like, oh, they're a bad actor because they're not being authentic.
Well, it's even worse, though, with a reality show where you're trying to, where you're like, ah, shoot, last season I had a bad season. So now I'm just going to try to like create this character for myself so people will like me. And I'm going to pretend to have these interests that I'm like perhaps not even that interested or haven't even been doing long enough to.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's like people see right through
say,
that.
And I know Rachel will totally say and back me on. It's like Vanderpump Rules is like the one motherfucking show that we don't know how to be fake because we've been friends for too long to be fake.
It's true.
Y'all, we got a show like 3-4 years after we met. Like, it's not even possible.
Yeah, it's so true.
Even when we try, it like backfires on us.
Yeah, so it just doesn't pointless. Work. And it's so obvious.
That's what's up.
Okay. Okay, so we already covered from J-A-C-N-E, so Jackner, how long have we been friends, how we'd meet?
20-some.
Montana Roth
ever
said, how did it feel having people think you were crazy due to editing and a horrible breakup? We all see now with Carter how together and driven you are. Why do you think the editing was so one-sided?
I definitely was. I mean, I have my crazy moments. I'll totally own that. That's why I went to therapy. I think
Kristen's awesome when she's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, well, I mean,
it's what makes Kristen great. It makes her multifaceted.
Well, I own my feisty. Stassi always tells me that, what does she say? That like, it's like my feistiness or like my erratic. She says that I'm erratic.
Yeah.
And I own that as well. But I think that as far as like my relationship with Tom,
but you're also
like,
you're such a good friend and a good girlfriend and a good person. It's
yes,
like,
I am. I'm very, very loyal.
Sometimes you like deserve to be a little erratic.
Well, my loyalty lies. Like I love my friends so much and I will hold my friends to the highest regard. No, but I hold my crazy to a high regard because I love my friends so much. I'm very, very loyal. So Rachel, Stassi, Katie, Sheena, Brittany, even Jax, Schwartz, like Carter, of course. I love my friends so much that like, yeah, I become a bit erratic when I'm annoyed if my friends aren't being treated in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always stand
like
up
an
for
asshole.
Us. Yeah, but it's nice.
But then in my past relationships, I definitely acted sort of crazy, a lot crazy, and I've learned from that.
Yeah, you were a lot younger. You do though, like you act erratic when it comes. You act erratic when it comes to us when you're trying to defend us, but it comes from such a good place. Like it's, you know,
I feel like they're asking about like my relationships and when I like yell at like Ariana and like act like a dick fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's all fine and fair, and I did it. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like in the moment I was just angry and I owned it. And
well, this person is saying that the editing was one sided. They don't think that you actually are crazy.
I think that the editing never showed my fun, loyal side. I will agree with that.
Yeah, it's true.
But I think that I have
true.
To own.
Yeah, it's true.
So I can't blame editing, but it would be nice if they said that I was a nice person too.
Yeah, well, they only have so much time to cover. You know what I mean? They got a lot of storylines. Okay, so Gracie Love was the one that asked about if we were excited after going to Katie's wedding to have one of our own. Harley 528 said they've been waiting for this one.
Harley 528, I know you are on Instagram.
Oh
yeah. Tried and true. Love you, girl.
Marcy Bailey asked how your business is going and how you're building your brand for the future.
I mean, we kind of went over that.
We already went over that. Yeah. And did you get new teeth? They look fabulous.
I did get new teeth.
I've been doing the way life should be.
The way life should be. I mean, rock on. Yeah, I did. I did Invisalign starting last summer, actually. And
but that was rough because it sounded like she was drunk all the time.
Yeah, it's really.
I was like, Kristen, stop. Well, oh, shit. It's just your Invisalign. You're just slurring because of that.
I was drunk all the time. It was really hard to do on filming because it was difficult.
It was like the worst idea ever. You stopped doing it, though, during filming. Because
I had
the first like couple weeks, you couldn't speak clearly.
I just had a shitty, shitty lisp that wasn't even like legit.
Yeah.
So I stopped and then my situation went rogue, and then this season I started doing it again, and then I just realized, like, because of my accident I chipped a couple of teeth because I broke my face, which was really fun. And so then I was just like,
was
you know
it
what
fun?
It was super fun. So I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna like get a few veneers. I did do my Invisalign for a while and I think it's rad if you can stick to it, but I just went with the whole veneer situation.
Got some new teeth. You only got a couple of them.
Yeah, I had.
She didn't get a whole like rack on top or a whole
no,
set.
I got six on top and three on the bottom.
Oh, it's like an even nine, huh?
Yeah,
it was pricey,
but it was worth it considering what I'd spent on everything else and my surgery situation. So,
all right,
I'm happy about it. You know.
Shout out
to Dr. Slay.
Did you watch the last episode of The Bachelor in Paradise last night?
Fuck yeah,
I did. Who are your favorites? Do you love Lace and is Brent? Is that his name?
No, Lace and Grant?
Grant.
Fuck no. I think Grant's a douche. I think Grant is a loser.
Oh my God, I think they're so cute together.
Are you insane?
He handles her for who she is.
Grant is the worst. I'm sorry, Stassi's your best friend. Do you even talk to her about Grant?
Like, no.
He's the worst human being.
Why is he the worst?
Grant,
I haven't seen him before this.
Jen, her friend Jen.
Oh, that's that guy.
Yeah, he broke up with Jen just to be on Bachelor in Paradise. He's a fucking loser. Grant was one of my favorites.
Mom, Grant's not nice. We got to tell my mom.
Cindy, Grant's not nice.
Shoot.
No, Grant was one of my favorites.
I do remember Stassi saying that and I forgot his name.
Grant was one of my favorites on JoJo season.
Damn it, I suck.
I was like, oh, he's a firefighter. He's so cute.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Handsome.
I was like, firefighter.
He has tattoos.
But I was excited because he was so nice to Lace.
No.
Did he use her to be on the show? But he proposed. Do you think he sounds like he's really
No, I don't think he
her.
Used Lace. I just well, actually.
What?
I think Grant sucks.
Are they still together?
I think I don't know. I mean, I'm sure right now. Actually, yes, I did look.
Do you think he really likes her?
I don't know. I think that they're all imagine if you were stuck in this like reality television situation. Where you're like, cool, I have like a month to decide if I want to propose to someone.
That's
what?
True.
Come on.
So he broke up with his girlfriend to go on JoJo's season.
Yes.
So the Lace thing could be for reals. Because that's
for reals
different.
Meaning like the minute he saw her, he was like, that's my girl. I want her. No, he's psycho. No.
Oh,
go away. He's in it to win it and like the whole he's just capitalizing on reality television bankness.
Damn,
he's
I'm
like,
so
how
stupid.
Many how many diff eyewears can I do? Which makes me sad because that's one of my sponsors. But it's like it's so shitty.
I'm so
no.
stupid.
No, I hate him. I hate Grant. Grant, I
God,
hate
I'm gonna
you.
Hate my emotions tonight.
I hate you.
Now I'm just like, what am I gonna order for food delivery?
Nick,
just
I
eat?
Love. I love Nick.
Okay, what about Evan and Carly? What do we think of them?
I think it's really sweet.
I think it is too.
I'm confused by it. I was confused by it. Well, because I didn't know. And Jade, who's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And granted, it's fair. Jade, fine. You didn't tell us. So I was like, she didn't tell me about it ahead of time.
Well,
but,
yeah, because...
But I think it's very sweet. And I know Carter...
They seem to like each other.
Carter, like, shed a tear over it last night. He was like, aww. This is the cutest, sweetest, most genuine thing I've ever seen. Like, I'm so happy. And I agree.
Like
and
more genuine than when you bought yourself in your own engagement ring?
Maybe. Like a little bit. But wait. It's very, very sweet. So I really
yeah,
like
cute.
That.
Okay, what about Amanda?
Josh, it's a fucking joke.
Yeah,
Josh
seems
is
like he's just like, Amanda's mine. Let me
Josh
just make out with you so everyone knows you're mine.
Josh makes me cringe.
He scares me a little.
I hate everything about him. Josh, please jump off the highest bridge
okay,
you can find.
Okay, don't say that. That's not nice to say.
Josh,
I just feel like he
Josh,
seems very
jump
controlling.
Off the highest bridge.
It just seems where it's like,
no,
just
like
in case
him.
Anyone doesn't know Amanda's mine, I'm just going to sloppily make out with her and like... Make
no,
you,
it makes me sad.
It's like
I don't like it.
It's like a dog like peeing on
like
a fire hydrant. Like that's your fire hydrant. I don't know.
I don't like it. I'll say meaner things, so I'll just stop. No,
okay,
I really don't like him.
Nick wasn't like super into Jen, even though they were kind of cute together, but they didn't have that much
I
chemistry.
I love Nick. I'm so glad he's the Bachelor. I think that
Nick was at Maverick. I just really John's agency before he left.
What
I just found that out.
I did Google it. I knew that.
I just
yes.
found that out like. Whenever he became the Bachelor, John was like,
Nick,
yeah, he was one of our clients.
I think that Nick really liked Jen, and I think the whole breakup
beautiful.
Sobbing situation, though, I think that Nick knew just prior to that.
That probably, he was going to be the Bachelor?
Yeah, I think very, very previously
I don't
prior
know,
to
though,
that.
Because
I do. I think that's why he was so sad. I feel like he felt really bad. I feel like they just told him not long before
but
that.
Why would production tell him that? Because what if he would have made a different decision?
Are you kidding me? He said it.
Yeah, but
he said it live, though. like 2 weeks ago that he was the Bachelor.
No, I know, but why would they? But why would they tell him that right before he was going to make that decision?
But this was filmed prior to that.
I know, but I'm saying, why would production make him the Bachelor and tell him before he could have possibly proposed to that girl?
Because then that would be the outcome. He had to make a choice.
I know, but they could have chosen another Bachelor.
No, that he had to make a choice. Basically, what I think is that they said, look, here's your choice. We want you to be the Bachelor, or you can go with Jen.
Well, he obviously chose.
Which one do you want?
Yeah, but
how important was Jen to him? We all knew, I think he knew Jen was so super important to him. He cared about her, but she wasn't like the one.
So you think they really wanted him in this as the Bachelor that bad? Because they could have chosen someone else, and they could have also.
Nick had to be the Bachelor. He had to be the Bachelor. He was
number two twice
in a row. And then, no, I think Nick, and not only because of that, I think Nick was the perfect Bachelor. I've never been more excited about a Bachelor ever, because I was not excited about any Bachelor.
Is Katie still not excited about him? Remember, she was the one on group text that wasn't excited?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Katie's been in Bora Bora, so she like doesn't even care.
Yeah, she doesn't care,
but she doesn't know. She has to like catch herself up.
I like that Wells dude. What happened with him? He was just not on it long enough. He came in too late.
He will be on Bachelor in Paradise again.
Next time.
You know what I think, though,
about Nick? Ashley's hilarious.
I think that they'll bring Jen in on Bachelor of the Season.
What a great idea.
I think they'll bring her in like third or fourth week.
That is brilliant. Do you think they really will?
Yeah, I think they will.
Kristen, you should be a producer on The Bachelor.
I know. I'd be a good one.
I feel like you would be. I feel like Kristen, even if like when Vanderpump Rules inevitably ends, not for a long time, everyone, I actually feel like you would make a great producer. Like, I feel like you would actually work really well behind the scenes, like on Unreal.
Better producer than
is it Constance Zimmer? Is that the main lady?
Yeah,
I feel like you could play
Constance. Yeah, she plays Quinn
on Unreal.
Yes.
I feel like you'd be a great reality producer. This is where your career is going to go. I said it here first.
I think that's why I'm such a dick to all my producers.
Well, because you know that you're going to be like that to other people.
I know. I'm not.
Tell Evolution that you want to be a producer after the show's over.
Evolution.
Has that ever happened?
You hate me.
Has that ever happened where a reality character became a producer later? You'd be the best producer ever because you know how it all works.
I mean, I think it's a great idea, but I just think that my production company is like so fucking sick of me.
No, but you don't have to work there.
Because I'm a pain in the ass.
But I feel like reality people just feel like they should always be in front of the camera for the rest of their careers. That if one of them actually became a big producer, they'd probably be the best producer ever.
Well, I think on Vanderpump, we all think that we're the best producers ever because our show's so easy and lackadaisy. Like that we're like, well, it's so like about us, so can't we just make it about us more? And we forget that they're just trying to give crews call times and like.
Oh, I know that. But I'm saying my point is you wouldn't go back and work on your own show, but you could easily, knowing how it was being in front of the camera, be a good producer on another show.
I mean, I think so, but then I feel like my producers would probably tell me that their job is a lot harder than I think it is and tell me this stuff
that dick. You don't have to work for their company. You can go work for ABC.
No, I just mean, I can imagine a few of my EPs being like, Kristen, suck a dick.
I'm sure they would love to, you'd tell you to suck a dick.
I think that I would be good at it, though, because I think I'm good at manipulating people. In a positive way.
I don't think you're as good as you think you are.
No, in a positive way,
maybe,
though.
Maybe. I feel like on your tombstone when you die, it should just say, suck a dick.
Yeah, well.
Rodney Dangerfield said, "There goes the neighborhood," which is my favorite thing ever. That was the name of my first podcast.
Really?
Like the first episode I did by myself.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna wrap this up because I want to watch the Real Housewives of New York reunion ep 2, and my hand is starting to throb, and I need to take a Percocet, and I didn't want to do it on this. I've never taken pain pills before until I busted my hand, and now I am in so much pain.
I'm just pushing her to do so. I'm like, take one.
What is like? They kind of freaked me out, but I'm in so much pain.
I hate it. I'm not. Look, listeners, I feel like I'm like shoving my foot in my mouth, and it's big. I don't mean like, pain pills. It's really fun. But if you're actually in pain and you had a shitty surgery, like Rachel and I, like I had, and like she is having currently, and she's in a shit ton of pain. I mean, it is fine to take pain pills and enjoy it.
I know, I'm learning that. I'm not enjoying it.
When your doctor prescribes it for you, enjoy it.
I know. Okay, good point. On that note, let's end on pain pills, right?
Yeah, huh?
Thank you for doing this. I love you, and thank you for my flowers.
I love you more.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. Tell us how to find you, even though everyone knows, probably.
Find me. You better find me.
I will.
Kristen, KristenDoute. Don't get it twisted.
On Kristen the Insta Doty. And the Twitter. And Insta, I am
the Twitter and the Snapchat.
And I am Rachel N. O'Brien, RachelNOBRIEN on Twitter and Instagram. Snapchat is O'Brien Rach, OBRIENRACH. And if you have any comments about the podcast, please tell me bad or good. You can email info@RachelO'BrienComedy.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.